No, he said. I'm not hungry.
I must admit this raised in my mind the question of why he was eating in the first place. By now, Mameha and Nobu had wandered out the back door in conversation, and the others, including Pumpkin, were gathered around the go-board on the table. Apparently, the chairman had just made a blunder, and they were laughing. It seemed to me my chance had come.
If you're eating out of boredom, Minister, I said, why don't you and I explore the inn? I've been eager to see it, and we haven't had the time.
I didn't wait for him to reply, but stood and walked from the room. I was relieved when he stepped out into the hallway a moment later to join me. We walked in silence down the corridor until we came to a bend where I could see that no one was coming from either direction. I stopped.
Excuse me, I said, but shall we take a walk back down to the village together?
He looked very confused by this.
We have an hour or so left in the afternoon, I went on, and I remember something I'd very much like to see again.
After a long pause, the minister said, I'll need to use the toilet first.
Yes, that's fine, I told him. You go and use the toilet, and when you're finished, wait right here for me, and we'll take a walk together. Don't go anywhere until I come and fetch you.
The minister seemed agreeable to this, and continued up the corridor. I went back toward the room, and I felt so dazed now that I was actually going through with my plan that when I put my hand on the door to slide it open, I could scarcely feel my fingers touching anything at all. Pumpkin was no longer at the table. She was looking through her travel trunk for something. At first, when I tried to speak, nothing came out. I had to clear my throat and try again.
Excuse me, Pumpkin, I said. Just one moment of your time.
She didn't look eager to stop what she was doing, but she left her trunk in disarray and came out into the hallway with me. I led her some distance down the corridor and then turned to her and said,
Pumpkin, I need to ask a favor.
I waited for her to tell me she was happy to help, but she just stood with her eyes on me.
I hope you won't mind my asking.
Ask, she said.
The minister and I are about to go for a walk. I'm going to take him to the old theater and...
Why?
So that he and I can be alone.
The minister?
Pumpkin said incredulously.
I'll explain some other time, but here's what I want you to do. I want you to bring Nobu there and... Pumpkin, this will sound very strange. I want you to discover us.
What do you mean, discover you?
I want you to find some way of bringing Nobu there and opening the back door we saw earlier so that he'll see us.
While I was explaining this, Pumpkin had noticed the minister waiting in another covered walkway through the foliage. Now she looked back at me.
What are you up to, Sayori? She said. I don't have time to explain it now, but it's terribly important, Pumpkin. Truthfully, my entire future is in your hands. Just make sure it's no one but you and Nobu, not the chairman, for heaven's sake, or anyone else. I'll repay you in any way you like.
She looked at me for a long moment.
So it's time for a favor from Pumpkin again, is it? She said.
I didn't feel certain what she meant by this, but rather than explaining it to me, she left.